Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The staggering, astonishing level of the theft by the Somali community in Minnesota, Lee.
Yeah.
You're just trying to wrap your mind around this so you can explain it to people. We know they stole $1 billion. We're pretty sure it was at least $2 billion, maybe as high as $6 billion. Tim Walz's government, remember, he is the Democrat who ran as the vice president for Kamala Harris, is refusing to turn over state records that the feds want for this investigation. Headline from City Journal, a conservative publication, investigative publication out of New York City. The largest funder of Al-Shabaab, that's an Al-Qaeda outfit, in Somalia, is the Minnesota taxpayer. Okay. When the New York Times writes, that state agencies under Tim Walz were, quote, tolerating, if not tacitly allowing, the fraud, unquote. We're done here. Both sides are in agreement on this. Let me read you the whole paragraph. Mr. Pacquia, who also represented other defendants in the fraud cases, said that some involved, the criminals, became convinced that state agencies were tolerating, if not tacitly allowing, the fraud. No one was doing anything about the red flags, he said. Again, this is New York Times. It was like someone was stealing the money from the cookie jar and they kept refilling it. Why is that? Well, City Journal explains, if you're a Democrat, you cannot win Minnesota unless you win Minneapolis. And you cannot win Minneapolis without the strong support and enthusiastic turnout of the Somali community. So they just knew what was going on. Whistleblowers had gone to Tim Walz, had gone to other Democrat officials. They just turned their back. Or if you want to go with the New York Times version, it was like someone was stealing from the cookie jar and they just kept refilling it. Even the fraudsters were convinced state agencies were tolerated, if not tacitly allowing it. In fact, this guy who was an attorney for some of them, they're using that as a defense. Look, they let us do it. They were fine with it. They were good. It's shocking. So we're talking about up to $6 billion. And look, when you look at this, okay, the numbers on their face should have tripped all kinds of fraud warnings at the federal level under Biden. They probably, well, maybe they didn't. I don't know. Let me tell you why. The numbers are astonishing, but completely stupid. Let me give you an idea. Minnesota's federally funded autism program for children, right? It jumps from less than $50 million in 2019 to $400 million by 2023. I'm sorry, autism, the rates have gone up, but not that fast.
Yeah.
But what did Doge tell us? Federal fraud controls are almost non-existent. And that's why you get this. So they lied. They said they had provided tens of thousands of meals to hungry children during COVID. Didn't happen. They were helping all kinds of autistic families. Okay, when you dig into this, you can see what is going on here. This line. They needed families for the enrollment, families willing to claim, yeah, my kid's autistic. And then they'd get you a fake diagnosis, you know, so you don't have to pay for that. These kickback payments, monthly payments to parents, range from $400 to $15 per month per child. So these are cash payments.
Yeah.
So let me break down what's going on here, because our side is just not understanding it, not fully the shape and scope of it. What is happening is that the Democrats' goal of destroying America from within, and most especially destroying our economy so that people will become desperate, more dependent on government, has collided with their voter drive. And so when you bring in 12 million people in 4 years while decimating the job market, the economy, and causing grotesque inflation because you are looting the government, literally, in cases like this. This is looting is what they're doing. They're stealing from the taxpayer. The Democrats are absolutely complicit in it. When you bring in all of those people from Somalia, by the way, 130,000 last year, because I don't know why. When you bring in all those people, you're not creating any jobs. I mean, a good month is now 130,000 new jobs. You got to feed them. And that requires massive fraud if you bring in 12 million in 4 years, especially if you've deliberately destroyed the economy like the Democrats did. This is what they're bumping up against. Fraud is their only option. It's, folks, Minnesota is just the one that's risen to the surface. This is all over the country.
Yes.
And that's the thing. And I want to play this for you again, okay? Because I've been making a big deal out of this for the last 2 weeks. Elon Musk goes on Joe Rogan. And he does this segment you should listen to. It's all over X. But and I can't play the whole 8 minute part of it. But he explains, listen, these Democrat states run on fraud. And without the fraud, they would collapse. They have multi-billion dollar shortfalls because they're taking care of all these future voters. There's no jobs for them. And so they're literally going in, grabbing cash and handing it out. So you just heard about Minnesota, where Democrats are absolutely complicit in the fraud, according to the New York Times, because they're afraid they'll lose votes if they don't, right? Plus, they want to keep them here. Okay, listen to Elon Musk again. This is California. Same damn thing is going on.
They were also giving out like debit cards with $10,000. So it's not just about medical care. The Democrats mention the medical care because they're trying to prey on people's empathy as much as possible. And then they imagine, oh, wow, somebody has a desperately needed medical procedure. And shouldn't we maybe do, you know, take care of them in that regard? But what they do is they divert the Medicaid funds and turn it into a slush fund for the states that goes well beyond emergency medical care.
And
New York and California would be bankrupt without the massive fraudulent federal payments that go to those states to pay for illegals, to create a massive financial incentive for illegals.
That's identical. Medicaid funds. They're giving them out on Visa cards, largely untraceable once you transfer it into the... So anyway, this is going... Now, the good news is easy to get frustrated. We know now. We were being robbed blind. You know what I'm always saying? Like, We've doubled the amount of money we spent since COVID. We do every year. We haven't decreased it one iota, right? And remember when we were printing checks to pay people to stay home?
Oh, yeah.
We still pay that same amount of money every year. We didn't cut that. We just paid again and again. We print it again and again. Where the heck is it going? I think you got your answer.
Yeah.
$6 billion in Minnesota alone. And we're still trying to find it. Now, you want to know the scope of the fraud, okay? I just gave you some numbers. 130,000 Somalians dumped there just last year. That we let in to Minnesota and the entire country just last year's haul was just 130,000 Somalians. Okay, listen to this. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Joseph Edlow. So USCIS is who lets these people in, right? Provides the visas, approves them, does all of this stuff. Okay. Trump's U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Joseph Edlow has revealed widespread immigration fraud, i.e., I guess, marrying your brother, think Ilhan Omar, the Congress member, right, has revealed widespread immigration fraud among nearly half of all Somali immigrants in Minneapolis. Half! Involving forged documents, fake marriages, missing employees, people reporting they work places that don't exist, non-existent businesses profiting off of taxpayer-funded incentives, visas for people working at businesses that don't exist. Half the Somali immigrant population in Minneapolis. Half. Remember, I've been telling you, USCIS does not have fraud controls. It's an our whole entire immigration system, Lee, is an honor system, and that's obviously a disaster.
There is no honor among thieves.
Trump has his work cut out for him. Now, the good news is we're not finding this out in the first, in the last 9 months of the Trump administration. We're finding it out in the first 9 months. We've got a shot here. It's going to take fighting like hell to do this. But that's why the Democrats are in the streets. They're desperate. They know these people cannot support themselves. There are not enough jobs. They know they will leave. And by the way, they're so uppity. Did you see this? They filed a racism lawsuit in retaliation for this.
Please.
Yeah, against the state. But here's the funny part about it. And this is the part that Trump pointed out this morning in a press release from the White House. This is really important. Do you realize this? This is so staggering. Do you realize 100% of the prosecutions here, the $1 billion we found, right? Federal. No state. None. They knew about it. They refused to release the records, and the state did nothing. In other words, you leave Democrats in charge. This is all federal money. They will sit by and watch their immigrant and illegal immigrant voters rob American taxpayers blind. Not only will they do nothing, they'll go after whistleblowers. But the good news is we know now. The scales are being stripped from our eyes. We have... You know what this is? We got to put controls in at the federal level. That's where they have to go at the top. What we really got to do is stop. We have got to end state signups for these programs. Totally end them. Signups got to be through federal portals. DOGE is still active. They need to build in standard corporate fraud controls that they have, you know, everywhere. Bank of America, Visa. These aren't hard things to do, by the way, if you're not completely corrupt.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember when then Director of National Intelligence under Donald Trump, John Ratcliffe, told us, that's the top spy in the country. They see all of the intel from CIA, FBI, NSA, said he was shocked. Actually wrote a piece in Wall Street Journal, how shocked he was at how many people were owned in DC, owned on Wall Street by China, either via payoffs like the kind that was on Hunter Biden's laptop, over $30 million for the Biden family, or through compromise. And he even went to Congress to do a report on it, but no one seemed to care, probably because they're all owned or bribed. So when people do certain things in this country, you've got to ask the question, what is their motivation? Because we're a very captured country, especially by our enemies, especially by China. So I thought we'd take a trip down memory lane because Mark Kelly is currently threatening to prosecute troops that obey Donald Trump. He and the Democrats are trying to save their Marxist ally Maduro in Venezuela, who, by the way, Trump has just given a cease and desist warning to. Either get the heck out of Dodge or I'm going to blow you out of Dodge. You can leave now peacefully. I don't want to kill you, but I will. I'm going to see where this comes to a head. It's going to be interesting. So Kelly is pretending, as a former naval officer, that he is appalled. He just can't believe Trump would say mean things like that. And I'm sure he's only motivated by patriotism. Oh, wait a minute. The Chinese Communist Party-controlled company Tencent pumped millions into Mark Kelly's stratospheric balloon startup? Wait a minute. Didn't we have a thing with spy balloons under Biden? That's weird. Pumped millions into Worldview. That's the name of the company that he owns. In 2013 and 2016. So let me get straight. Mark Kelly took CCP-controlled Tencent money. And this is what the Chinese do. They'll have Chinese Communist Party members who are also business people. And they will go for, you know, form a company. And then the company comes in and just pours money in. Yeah. Mark Kelly took Chinese Communist Party-controlled Tencent. That's the Chinese company money. For his balloon company. And then hid it in a blind trust when he ran for office. And he joined the Seditious Six to tell troops to defy Trump. Well, who's Venezuela again? Oh, one of China's biggest ally, if not the biggest ally in our hemisphere. Sure, he's not compromised. Because, you know, this sure benefits China. I mean, like, he's saying exactly what China would have him say to protect Maduro and Venezuela, isn't he? Including Democrats, I still can't get over this, putting up billboards threatening our troops not to obey illegal orders near the bases. Panicking them, as we're seeing in The Hill today. A largest number of troops ever is calling this, you know, free nonprofit Democrat run legal service. What do I do? Stay out of prison. You defy Trump or we'll put you there. Goodbye. Anybody going to ask about this Chinese money on the spy balloon company? Because that's like really super weird. Sounds exactly like Hunter Biden's Bohai Harvest deal. You know, where they come in and the Chinese spend millions of dollars investing in your company where you do things you have no experience in, but they think you're great, but you're also, you know, you're periphery to politics. It's exactly what they did. By the way, that was right around the time he began to come on the scene and get popular. The timing is incredible. Well, what does Maduro do for China? He does a lot of things. China launders billions for him, for starters, mostly through U.S. banks. We learned that from Bloomberg earlier this year. A lot of that's their human trafficking, fentanyl, and drug money that's run by the cartels. Who runs the cartels? You know, the ones in Mexico, ultimately. Well, their suppliers do. Who's that? Cartel de los Soles. Who's that? Well, that's essentially the Communist Party, the Marxist Party that runs Venezuela. It calls itself Cartel de los Soles. Remember, Tren de Aragua are their foot soldiers. Huh. Remember when we have been tracking these boats on satellite and they come from Shanghai, from China? Yeah. Well, what does Maduro specialize in? Fentanyl laced cocaine. Partnership with the Chinese. So this is, folks, this is China. This is Belt and Road. This is them projecting power in our hemisphere. And this is Mark Kelly, who took CCP-controlled Tencent money and then hid it in a blind trust. You couldn't see that he'd done it when he ran for office. And he's out there, again, saying exactly what China would have him say. There's always somebody to do it. And that's when we're not funding it. And think about it. Our Pentagon sent $52 million to the Wuhan lab for COVID virus research. USAID, an arm of the CIA, sent $52 million, oddly similar, $52 million for the collection of bat viruses they subsequently lost control of in those caves in China. Cool. They're all in on it. And who are the people standing up there telling you, telling members of the military they better defy Trump or else they might be tried later if Democrats win? Who is that? Well, Alyssa Slotkin, former, dang, she's CIA, former CIA analyst before she became a senator. How weird is that, right? See how all of these connections go? Folks, you can't trust these politicians. You can't, because so many of them are owned by China. Now, Jesse Waters of Fox News has a warning for the American people about that video that was done by the Seditious Six, including the Chinese Communist Party's own Senator Mark Kelly. And he got a tip from sources, he says, inside the CIA about what's going on. I'll tell you. Coming up next.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a hoax and a racket. The Seditious Six coming out and doing that video by Chinese Communist Party-owned Senator Mark Kelly. You take that much money from China, you shouldn't even be able to be a senator. You should be in prison. And when you understand the amount of money he's taken from China, it makes perfect sense why you would be out there seeing exactly what China would want right now, trying to protect China's dearest fellow Marxist ally in the region, Venezuela, for which it is has laundered tens of millions of dollars. They work together in partnership, particularly on the fentanyl-laced cocaine. By the way, on my X account, OAN has an excellent analysis of why Trump is invading Venezuela. You should read it. It's not anything you've heard, but I want to stick tightly to this. Jesse Waters did an interesting segment right before Thanksgiving. I meant to play it for you. You know, he's a news reporter on Fox. He claims he got a tip from not one but two CIA insiders who are his sources that this is another hoax. And what we're seeing is the first installment of it to protect Maduro, but also to stop the drug boat blowups.
So I talked to two CIA officers who said that this is a part of a larger hoax. And what they're doing here is they're trying to condition the country to prepare for something bad that's about to happen at the hands of Donald Trump. It's straight out of the CIA playbook. It's a destabilization operation where you get people to mistrust each other. And you do this because she's an analyst. And as an analyst, she would make sure what propaganda operations were successful, which ones weren't. So she knows what works. So the first part of the video, you establish authority. I'm CIA. I'm military. You need to trust us. Second part of the video, they introduce the threat. And the threat's not foreign. The threat's domestic. The threat's Donald Trump. And then at the end, they introduce the solution. What's the solution? You resist. You say no. But they don't give an option. They say this is an obligation for you to do. Now, she is being run because she didn't come up with this herself. She's a Brennan acolyte, and you usually don't have congressmen and senators doing anything together. They kind of hate each other. So in order to organize this, this had to have had some sort of handler telling her what to do. And it was risky because nothing like this has ever been done in the history of the country. And you can even tell because the media was skeptical and they couldn't answer the question. So they hadn't even been read in on the operation. You see them fumbling and stumbling. And I'm glad that the U.S. military is now investigating this guy, Kelly, because this is what we expect from Donald Trump 2.0. You can't have the deep state interfering with a duly elected presidency and get away with it. You got to draw the line in the sand and you have to make examples out of people.
So everything you're hearing from Mark Kelly needs to be understood through the prism of he took millions of dollars of investment from Tencent, which is a Chinese Communist Party funded entity. Basically, he's got the same deal Hunter Biden did. He hid it in a blind trust. So again, this is exactly what China would have you say. By the way, speaking of China, want to be part of that social credit system? Yeah, Americans are waking up. I've been on this a few weeks. Do you notice if you go on X right now, Real ID is trending and for good reason. But a lot of folks are going to be shocked when they go to the airport. You know, 44% of Americans have not adopted Real ID, where basically Real ID is a national ID. But you go to your local driver's office to get it, and it's a yellow star that you have to wear on your upper arm. Sorry, not your upper arm. On your license. Anyway, it lets you access public transport. Like during Nazi Germany. It's weird. They chose the yellow star. Anyway, yeah. So you have to turn over a bunch more paperwork. It's hell if you've gotten married. And then that paperwork, it's captured. The images of it are, and it's sent to the federal government. That sounds a lot like national ID, doesn't it? Yeah, well, you need it to fly now. That or a passport. You need those to fly. Well, what if you're one of the 44% of Americans who doesn't have one? Well, the Trump administration is, I can't believe I'm saying this, implementing the Biden administration's digital ID plan. So if you show up to the airport to fly and you're one of the 44% who's refused to get Real ID, they're going to fine you $45, make you pay $45, this just came out overnight, make you pay $45 for the privilege of having the federal government scan your face so you can get on an airplane. Now, that $45 payment and the face scan does not guarantee that you will be allowed on the plane. You have to understand. But it gives you a good shot at getting on, and it lasts 10 days, then you got to do it again. They will compare the scan of your face from the kiosk to their national identity database. Exciting that they have one of those, huh? Yeah. If they can't find you there, they will also compare the scan of your face to whatever ID you present. So it might be driver's license, at least to make sure it's you. Oh, they say they're not going to save the scan of your face. Yeah, right. Can you say NSA? They're going to scan that. They're totally saving it. And then if you're lucky, they'll let you, you know, get on the plane. Now, the good news, though, and I know somebody's going to text this to me, but Tara, they're just trying to keep us safe. I mean, Trump really wants to keep us safe. Well, it ain't going to work. Because the big deal last week was when, remember, Uzbeki illegal alien and wanted terrorist, he's doing terror recruitment in Uzbekistan. They would like to have a word with him. I'm not sure how he got here. When they caught him, oh, there it is, yellow star. He had a real ID. Yes, issued out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Bozarov Akror. Now, here's the punchline. Not only could he use this to fly, so this is useless to protect us, folks. He is a literal wanted terrorist by Interpol. He is on international terror watch list. And he had a commercial driver's license to awarded to him by the Democrats in the state of Pennsylvania in January 2024. How did he get a real ID? But he's got one, which means any terrorist apparently could just go to a blue state, get a real ID, get on a plane with you. So why do I need one? Well, so they can implement a social credit system. That's why. By the way, this guy, Bozarov, a wanted, at the time, wanted terrorist, was caught at the border and released into the country by the Biden administration, given a commercial driver's license that allows him to drive, by the way, vehicles containing chemicals, including explosive chemicals, and you're going to love this, school buses. Isn't that exciting? School buses. Yeah, I'm sure he's a good guy, though. He's probably just a good Democrat voter. By the way, you know, lest you wonder what they're planning to do with this database, glad you asked, because Trump had Larry Ellison, the tech guru, to the White House a few weeks ago, where he stood alongside Bill Gates and said this.
The NHS in the UK has an incredible amount of population data, but it's fragmented.
Okay.
It's not easily accessible by these AI models. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
I'm going to play that again so you can understand where they're going with this. Look, I thought Biden would do this. We get the social credit system. But Trump doing this? $45 for the privilege of having the government scan my face because I refuse to get a real ID, a national ID?
The NHS in the UK has an incredible amount of population data, but it's fragmented. It's not easily accessible by these AI models. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
Cool. Single unified data platform. Now, you can still use, for now, your passport to fly for now. But folks, they're tightening the noose. A few weeks ago, it was an $18 fine for the cost of having your face scanned so you could be allowed to get on a plane. Now it's $45. Can't wait to see where they'll be with this 3 weeks from now. Wondering how long before the entire social credit system is implemented here, like in China. By the way, you know you have to have your social credit digital ID to access buses, planes, trains, right? What? No, not here. China. Well, here now. But no, China. It's the basis of the social credit system. So the Trump administration takes office. ICE immediately asks New York State to retain and detain almost, well, actually, it's a little over 7,100 illegal immigrant criminals that are in their prison system. They, basically put detainers on them, saying, you know, if this guy makes bond, you can let him out, or he finishes his sentence, he's an illegal immigrant, we would like to pick him up because he's particularly dangerous. What do you think New York did? Oh, thumbed its nose to Trump and ICE and let them loose. So this is who they've let loose, 7,100 convicted or charged criminals since Trump took office, 7,100. This is, folks, an absolute disdain for human life. The Democrats very much have. New York has refused to honor their detainer request since January, and during that time has released people convicted in 29 homicides. 2,500 assaults, 199 burglaries, 305 robberies, 392 drug crimes, 300 weapons offenses, and 207 sexual predatory offenses. They don't care about women. Democrats could care less about women. My personal favorite is the machete-wielding maniac. Who lets out a machete-wielding maniac, illegal immigrant? The only people crazier than the machete-wielding maniac, Democrats in New York. Listen to this lead paragraph from the New York Post article that broke this morning. New York State has released 7,000 known illegal migrant criminals without notifying ICE since President Trump took office, despite their request for them to be detained, including killers, serial predators, and a maniac booted from the U.S. 8 times who attacked an Ithaca cop with a machete, the New York Post reports. We're just supposed to coexist, y'all. You know what it is? Since George Floyd, there is no higher life form in America than the American criminal, except the illegal immigrant American criminal. There is no higher life form. And if the illegal immigrant criminal is of color, that is the highest life form there is. And you see Democrats paralyzed before this. You see this in New York, but folks, we saw it earlier in the hour when even the New York Times admits the Democrat officials in Minnesota knew all about the fraud by the Somali immigrants and did nothing except continuing to refill the bank accounts with your federal tax dollars. Why? You cannot question them. You cannot stop them. If they want to rob American taxpayers blind, you have to let them, because they're oppressed class. And if you're not oppressed class, Tim Walz is a white American male, can't stop them. It's morally wrong. They're paralyzed. And folks, this is why that Somali fraud, this is why that Somali fraud had to be prosecuted federally. State officials wouldn't touch it. That's crazy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.